Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc and I are going to be looking over two charts specifically that I will also post below this interview so that you can follow along with some of the chart levels and certain aspects that Doc is paying close attention to. Let's start off with gold. It's a monthly chart going back to about 2009. Doc, what are some of the key factors that you are watching in this gold chart as the gold price hanging right around that upper part of its range that it's been in since 2013?
What I love about this chart, Corey, is watching the 50-month moving average and simple moving average and the 200-month simple moving average. The 200-month continues to gain ground, and we're right around $1,033, and it continues to move up. But what I like about the 50-month is it's moving sideways, almost parallel to 200-month, and I love those kind of charts. And we've been in this range that we've talked about, and which I talked about for years, that we would be in a U-shaped recovery, and not like 2009 when it bounced right back, and when a lot of people thought it would just come down and take off again. But if you remember, we talked about how this would be a slow recovery for gold, and it'd be more U-shaped. Well, I think our U-shaped is getting long in the tooth, and when you look at the 50-month and the 200-month and this move recently, which is acting like it's going to be a translated left intermediate cycle, and we might be up here for a little while, but I think we come back one more time. But as I've been saying, I think the end of this year or into 2020, I think the odds are very good that we finally break out. I haven't been that bullish at all, but this is the most bullish I've felt in watching this action right now. And I think when gold comes back toward that 50-month, we may dip real quick into maybe 1250 to 1220, and we may not. But the point is, I think the 50-month moving average is going to be a support line going forward. But if we take that out significantly, then we've got real problems. But that's what I'm looking at. I think this is the most important chart formation right now for gold.
Okay, so that 50-month simple moving average, the price has been, for the most part, above there ever since the middle of 2017. Now, at the tail end of summer last year, yes, the price did drop below, but only for about 3 or 4 months and then has pretty quickly recovered. Plus, just another point, that 50-month simple moving average is trending up. Very slightly, but it is trending up. Doc, you mentioned, though, that it might drop below and that it could, gold still could get to 1250, 1220. That sounds like less of an odds on favorite now, though. You seemed pretty sure about that a few months ago, but now it might not happen, will it?
It might not, but we might still. We came real close on the last move down. We came real close, but we may make one more attempt. But if we do, I think it'll just be an intra-month move down potentially and then closing above the 50-month. But I love the way this chart is looking. And I've said before, that this is going to be the year to really purchase the stocks, because I think this is the year when you're going to see the bottom in most of these stocks. And we're given a great opportunity here, but I think we get one more move back toward that 50-month, because as I mentioned, it's looking like we're going to form a left-translated intermediate cycle here.
So how important or how closely are you going to be watching how gold closes this month? It would be a quarterly close, and at the level that it's currently at, it would be a close that we haven't seen really since, I believe, the beginning of 2018. And even before that, we'd need to go the whole way back to 2016. So how important is where we're trading and being able to close at or even above this level?
I don't think it's that significant, Corey. If we close up here, or you know, because I think we're kind of farming, and I mentioned that with GDX, that a different trading range for gold, it's fairly high. See, the real negative for the stocks has been the fact that gold has really maintained its level, and there's been a divergence between the price of gold and actually the precious metal stocks, and they've come off while gold has really acted decently. And there's been another divergence, and that's the dollar strengthening, but gold maintaining its position. So we've had those two divergences, and gold, you know, is really acting decently. And the dollar didn't hurt it, but the stocks have moved down, and that's kind of a negative, because if we do break out here with gold and the stocks move back, we might just get back to the 2016 highs again. We might not just go shooting in the atmosphere. It depends. And so when we do get a move here, people are going to have to make a decision again, whether if we get a nice move in the stocks, whether to hang on long term or take some profits again like we did back in 2016.
Okay, well, when we will have to, I guess, cross that bridge when we get to it. But one other chart that we're going to move to here is the Dow to gold ratio. And we're pulling up an almost 20-year chart here going back to, well, the early 2000s. And we've seen this general recovery in terms of the Dow priced compared to gold ever since 2012. But you think that it could be topping out here. Why, Doc? Why do we need to go so far back to see this potential topping level?
Well, because if you go way back, if you go way back to 2003, 2004, and 2005, the industrial gold ratio traded in a range for almost 3 years, and in fact, almost 3.5 years when you look at 2002, and we're right back into that major resistance now. And it looks like we're topping out here a little bit with the industrial gold ratio. And what we want to see happen over the next few months is actually to move back down below 17.50 on industrial gold ratio and try to move back under the 200-month moving average. And I think we're going to move down to 17.50. And what that tells you is if we can move off that major resistance, we might be starting another leg down here, which would be extremely positive for gold. So we have two charts here where gold is looking like that 50-month moving average could hold and be a area of support now. And then you got the industrial gold ratio chart, which is at a very important inflection point and an area of resistance where if we get a reversal and if we truly have a chance of starting another leg down, it's only going to be very positive for gold.
It would be, but again, we need to see that development continue to happen. And you even said when we were looking at the first chart that you expect this to more happen at the tail end of the year. Why not sooner? Does that time with potential rate cuts from the Fed or any other economic, maybe data points or action?
No, just from a technical standpoint. And that's where I'm struggling with a Fed cutting in September or August.
July. People are saying July.
Yeah,
too.
July. I know it. And that's where I struggle from a fundamental standpoint, because I really, unless it's already baked into the gold price, July, that could be. It's bothersome that they might be doing that, and we might have a drop in gold again here in June and July a little bit eventually, especially if we're entering a left-translated intermediate cycle.
Okay, so Doc, I have to say, though, you seem pretty encouraged by this move in gold and now the setup. I know in the last little while when we were talking, we were still very much discussing a range-bound trade, and a lot of the gold bulls were getting a little, I think, tired of hearing that. But this recent price move, let's say just in June, it's turned you a lot more bullish. Is that fair?
Yes, and this is the first time I've really felt that way, because they've heard me ad infinitum saying every time we took off and everybody got excited, not to get excited. because I felt we were in this U-shaped recovery, and that's the way it's played out. But now, this is the first time, and maybe it's the kiss of death for the gold bugs, that I'm getting excited for the first time. But and maybe I'm throwing them a little bit of a fish here, but I actually think, not only from a technical standpoint, but from some of the fundamentals that are developing, that we may be approaching the time finally where we break out over 1,400 forward. But then there's the issue of how fast we move and how far we move up, because 1,600 is going to be an area of resistance for gold if we do break out, like I think we might by the end of the year or into 2006 or 2020, at least in the second half of this year, because I've said right along, don't expect any big moves in the first half. So we're getting close to the second half now, and the odds are going up now, Corey. But this is the first time I've really been kind of excited about what I'm looking at.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there, but I know you and I will continue to chat, and hopefully this does develop into a breakout. That's really what we're waiting for, a gold breakout, whether that comes on the back of a U.S. market breakdown or whatever other action might drive gold higher. It's been testing out this level so much recently that I know a lot of people are simply waiting for that breakout to happen. Doc, good chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today. Have a great rest of your day.